Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to the first audio bulletin of 2013. This is Keith from Which For You with a roundup of the latest news stories from this week. The economy is halfway towards a triple-dip recession. Initial estimates from the Office of National Statistics show that the economy shrank by 0.3% in the final quarter of 2012. Part of this fall was due to a major fall in quarrying and mining after problems involving the UK's largest North Sea oil field. And fears are growing for the fate of the economy in 2013, with retailers including Jessops, HMV and Blockbuster all entering administration in the opening weeks of the year. Lloyds has drawn the wrath of unions after confirming that over 1,000 jobs would be cut across the group, with more to be outsourced overseas. The bank is seeking to cut costs by £1.5 billion as it prepares to sell off over 600 branches. Unite has called the bank a complete disgrace, saying that it has axed a quarter of the workforce, 31,000 jobs in total, since it took over HBOS in 2009. A senior executive at Barclays Wealth has resigned following an internal inquiry. Andrew Tinney destroyed a damning report highlighting numerous failures at the investment bank. But a tip-off to new chief executive Anthony Jenkins sparked an investigation into the missing document. The document highlighted the investment arm's relentless pursuit of profit, its disregard for regulation, and its culture of intimidation. Jenkins has staked his reputation on cleaning up the beleaguered bank. The Financial Services Authority says it will consider a proposal from banks to set a final deadline over PPI mis-selling complaints. The British Bankers Association has asked for a solution to prevent the stream of complaints going on indefinitely. The regulator is said to be considering the appeal on condition that banks pay for advertising to alert the public to the developments. And finally, Brits are notoriously loyal to their banks, often because they're worried about things going wrong if they attempt to change. Now, the Office of Fair Trading has decided that further changes are needed to the current account market. The OFT found some improvements since its last review in 2008, particularly the charges imposed for unauthorised overdrafts. However, it says that charges are still too complex and that consumers are still reluctant to switch accounts. A new deadline of 7 days for banks to switch accounts comes into place in September. For the latest news and product updates, remember to visit us at whichforyou.co.uk.